This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
In today's episode, we're talking all things Secrets Hideaway.
We are.
Today is Tuesday.
It is.
And we got back late last night.
Yeah, like 10 o'clock.
From Secrets.
So we're really in still in recovery mode. I haven't even done laundry or anything.
The trailer's in our driveway.
Yeah. We unzipped our suitcases, but that's about all we've done.
Yeah. I got my hygiene bag out of the suitcase, and I think that's
yeah, as far as I took a shower, but other than that, everything's still there. So we're definitely in recovery mode, which is normal for us. When we come back from something like this, it usually takes us a couple days to kind of recover.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think it's going to be like a week.
I don't think we have a week.
That's true.
Like, today I had stuff going on, so I had to be up and about, and then tomorrow we have stuff. So, and we're also leaving to go back to Florida next week for our family vacation. So, we don't really have a lot of time to just chill.
I think this is the beginning, like, of the storm. I was looking at, like, the events 100%. We got coming up over the summer, and some events, there's, like, 2 weeks between events, yeah. not the full month. So, we're going to be getting out of dirt here.
Yeah, because we go so hard, we almost need that. We're pushing 40. We almost need like a month to recover. Right. So the ones that have like the 2 weeks there, it's a lot.
Okay. All right. So let's get into all things Secrets Hideaway. So we're talking about our Swinger Society takeover of Secrets Hideaway. And this is what we dub the Forever Young Party.
Yeah. So we did prom and like, was it 90s and then prom? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year at some point, and everyone really loved it. We loved getting dressed up. So we did homecoming and kind of played off that. And we did school days, which I thought school days was like a super fun theme.
Right. So Friday night was school days, mm-hmm. which is kind of almost like a school girl outfit.
But it opened it up for so much more.
Right. I liked it because, like I said, it was more maybe gender neutral.
Yeah.
Where it was basically you could dress up like anything, any high school character, yeah. so to speak. So there was football players, there
Girl
was
Scouts,
coaches and referees, and we had some Girl Scouts.
Yeah, there was a lot of really cute stuff.
Yeah, people got smart, like had some good ideas, yeah, for sure.
They were much more creative than I was.
Right, and then Saturday was homecoming, which was like a homecoming dance kind of, and people were kind of more in formal wear, which was also cute.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it. Every time we go to Secrets, Lacey likes to extend that week.
I haven't extended it in a long time.
As long as possible. We went down on a Monday.
Have like the last two or three times. Okay. We go down on Monday because our work really starts on Thursday, and we got in at like midnight on Monday night. So we really have Tuesday and Wednesday as our low-key days, and we actually even had work on Wednesday this year. Mm-hmm. So we really just had Tuesday.
Well, I will say, I felt like this trip, we had less work on Tuesday and Wednesday than we usually do. Because usually you have like photo shoots scheduled in there. One time we had to take a trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt like this week, at least we got to stay on the resort. You know,
yeah,
on
we
the
stayed
resort.
On property pretty much the whole week. So that was really nice. So, yeah, this one was definitely more low key, but that just kind of gives us, we have no chill time Thursday through Sunday. So that gives us like at least a few hours at the pool each day. And it's just kind of nice. So,
agreed.
Yeah. So we got in really, really late on Monday night. Basically, enough time to like check in, and we just went to bed.
Right.
Yeah. So nothing really done on Monday. And then on Tuesday, so I had my VVL in January, and I'm struggling with a little bit of fibrosis in my belly. Mm-hmm. And the best way I can describe that is, some people do all the things right. They put all the lotions and creams on and they still get stretch marks. It's kind of like that with me. It's just a little fluid buildup on my belly. So just trying to get that all worked out. I was super self-conscious going into this week because I knew a lot of people were going to be looking at me. And I'd been doing some really good work to try to like break that up and kind of like get that moved out. And I didn't want to lose the work that I had been doing. So I went ahead and scheduled two massages while I was in the Orlando area. So that way I wasn't going like 7 days without a massage. So I go to a massage place. They do cupping. They do red light therapy. They do wood therapy. They do all this like crazy stuff to try to help break up that fluid and get it moved out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I made some pretty good progress. I really have.
You have since you've started.
Yeah. And I just really didn't want this week to fuck that up. I knew I was going to be out of my compression garment and everything. So I made an appointment for Tuesday morning because I knew Tuesday and Wednesday were only like my slow days. So I made an appointment for Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. My thought process was I didn't want to get in the way of anything that we had going on. So that way I would go and get back. You'd still be sleeping. You wouldn't even realize that I had went. Well, Tuesday I slept late.
Yeah, I think we got in at like, I don't know, 11:30, midnight-ish. Yeah. I don't think we actually fell asleep till like 3 a.m. So you're trying to get up at 7 a.m. and go.
No, I had to be there at 7.
Right. So yeah, 6 a.m. and go. Was probably a little ambitious.
It was. I had. So I was able to call them and they told me to come in at 9.
Right. You basically woke up when you were supposed to be there.
No, I think I woke up at like 6:15, 6:30. And it's a 40-minute drive in that time of day because of the traffic in Orlando. And so I would have gotten there at like 7:15, 7:20. And so I knew I was already going to be late. So I called and they told me just to come in at 9. And so went back to sleep for a little bit, got up, went and had my massage, and then came back and went back to sleep with you.
Yes.
So we ended up getting up midday and realizing that we had no water.
Yeah. And I promptly texted Brandon and Shauna from iCandy and said, "You guys sabotaged us." So it turned out the entire resort was out of hot water.
Yeah, like the boiler or something?
Yeah, the boiler was out, which kind of put us in a little bit of a panic mode because it's like, if everybody gets here for our weekend and there's no hot water in the entire resort, this is going to be a big problem.
Yeah. Because it kind of, I mean, it even sucked for us because, like, we had traveled the whole day before. Right. And both of us kind of really wanted a shower. Mm-hmm. You ended up getting in the lukewarm water, but I did not.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's Florida. So, like, the water was, like, room temperature. But room temperature water coming out of the shower is basically cold.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, so cold you couldn't get into it. But it was uncomfortably cold.
We were more worried about the weekend than right. we were ourselves. I mean, it sucked, but we were more worried about it. And we didn't realize at first that the whole building was out. So, like, when we had to go up to the front desk for something else, and...
Well, we just went up there to talk to them and make sure they had all the reservations and everything was good. They didn't have any questions of us. And we asked about the water, and they're like, oh, the plumbers are here. They're working on it. It's the boiler. They got the part. They should be able to fix it. It's no problem.
And they did. They got it fixed. It was that day, too, I believe.
Yeah, it was. I think later that night, there was hot water, yeah.
So we got up. We were both hungry. You did your cold shower. We went to Los Cabos, which is the Mexican place, kind of adjacent, Caddy Corner.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, next across the street. Secrets, yeah, it's one of our favorite places. We had lunch there.
It wasn't as good for me as it normally was. Was it as good for you?
I don't think so.
No, I wasn't. I'm always impressed with that. Maybe I'm just a little more intoxicated when we usually go, but no, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
It was good, but it wasn't that great. We kind of, once we got done with that, we came back. We checked in with the front desk again and kind of met some of the new people there.
A new manager. So they have a new front desk, you know, manager that manages reservations and does the big group takeovers. And so we got to meet her, a super nice lady.
Yeah, I made some TikToks by the signs out front since we were already out there. I mean, again, like, just a super low-key day. And then we really wanted to get out by the pool. So I went and put my bathing suit on, feeling a little self-conscious because I do have the fibrosis. But I was like, you know, I'm just going to do it. Dan was telling me I was beautiful. My friends were telling me that I was, yeah, things were good. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
And so we went out there. We laid out. We made some TikToks. It's pretty low-key.
No, it was good. I think, I mean, if you have never been to Secrets, like, midweek, there's not a lot of people there. So, I mean, this is, what, Tuesday? So I think there might have been 4 or 5 other couples out by the pool.
Yeah.
We went late in the afternoon. It wasn't like probably at peak time. But
yeah,
when we were out there, there was probably only 3 or 4 other couples out there. So we basically had like the pool to ourselves, which was nice because you were able to kind of go in the little shallow end there. And we made some TikTok videos and took some pictures and kind of did some promotional content for the weekend.
Yeah. If you follow us on TikTok, you'll see they're the ones with like the red chair in the background. You can kind of go in that corner and not get anyone, not disturb anyone.
Right. As long as nobody's walking by the rooms right there. And
yeah,
we pay attention to that and make sure there's not.
Yeah. It's almost impossible to get very many videos and stuff out there on a weekend. So you have to do it during the weekdays, mm-hmm. really. And after that, we ate a little DoorDash. And then we went to the drag show with NC Hot Wife and Dirty Max.
Right.
If you've never been to Secret's drag show on Tuesday nights, I highly suggest it. It is so much fun.
Yeah, I will say, you know, so part of the criticism that the lifestyle gets is that there's not, you know, a lot of diversity and you know, lifestyle parties don't necessarily attract a large amount of the LGBTQIA plus community. And I think overall there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We could do better. Yeah. But I think we always could do better.
But what I do like about Secrets is every Tuesday they essentially have a pride night and they bring in drag queens, and it's basically an LGBTQIA plus environment for the evening.
Oh, 100%. They even do HIV testing there. If you test positive, they send you home with medication, which is really awesome. This is the second one that we've been to, and both times they offered that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see all types there, a little bit of everything, would you say?
No, and I'll say, and that's kind of what was my point was, is that's probably one of the most diverse crowds you'll see at Secrets, and very heavily into the LGBT mm-hmm. community. And then there was furries walking around. There was, I mean, it was everything under the sun. And even the, you know, the drag queen said it good. You know, one of the things they said is we love coming to Secrets because it's one of the most open and inviting and safe places that we attend and that we go to, which I think is a testament not only to Secrets, but really to the lifestyle community, because that is the environment I think the community tries to foster overall. I think some groups, resorts, takeovers are better at doing that than others, but I think the idea of the entire community is to do that. And it's just good to see. And I do want, you know, people and listeners that are out there to know that there are safe places like Secrets that are very friendly to that community.
Yeah. I love Pride Night at Secrets.
If you can be there on a Tuesday, and they even say it's, you know, the reason they love it there at Secrets is because it's the busiest night of the week. You know, during the, you know, always Fridays and Saturdays, and sometimes Thursdays are busy because people start to come in. But that kind of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, there's not a lot going on. It's kind of a weekend resort right now. And I know the management and stuff there are working to kind of build up that midweek entertainment and, you know, bring in some themes and, you know, make it friendly during the week and try to get more people in there. But they love Pride Night, and I can see why, because that whole drag queen performance was excellent. They brought in drag queens from all over the country.
Yeah, I think they were having some sort of pageant, or I don't know what they call them, but some sort of competition, because there was a couple people there that were from out of town, and they were excellent.
Yeah, the comedian one, there was this, I mean, she must have been, what, like 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, she was very tall.
And she was like, they said she was like Miss whatever comedy, you know, she won some kind of crown for comedy, and she was
so
funny.
Good. Oh my God.
So funny. She would just look at you and you could laugh and like, almost like she would look at you and make you a little uncomfortable, but like in a funny way, you know. It was very, very good. We laughed our asses off.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. I didn't want it to be over. Like when it was over, cause like each lady did two shows, like two dances. And so when it was like towards the end, I was sad cause it was so much fun.
No, it was really a good time. And I think, did you say Tuesdays are like $10 cover charge?
I think it is. And single guys can get in as well.
Right.
But yeah, so I think that, yeah. I think
so if you're in the Secrets area and you have not attended Secrets on a Tuesday, or if you have never attended a drag show, I highly encourage you to go check out Secrets and go check out their Pride Night, because it's a good time. We've done it, like, I think. Is this the second or third time we've done it?
I don't know. Something
like
that. But
it's always great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. After that, we just crashed. We didn't do a whole lot after that.
Yeah, it's funny because we were walking kind of back to the room with NC Hot Wife and her husband. And I kind of was like, man, I'd really like to funk them. But also, I'm really tired. And we had scheduled to make content with them the next night. Yeah. So it's like, well, we're going to fuck them tomorrow. But I kind of want to fuck them tonight. And I think you were, I think, more done than I was.
Yeah, I was.
And it was late at that point after all that had wrapped up. So we kind of like gave them a hug and said, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, I basically was like, okay, I'm going to bed. Like somebody had to call it, you know?
Yeah, but you could tell, I think we were all kind of thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it's like that awkward.
Is anything going to happen, or is it not going to happen? Or?
Yeah, no, for sure. A Wednesday was a lot of the same as Tuesday. I got up. I was on time for my massage this morning, but it was dark the whole way there. Like, I was completely checked in, and it was still dark outside. And I was like, what the hell was I thinking? And I ended up falling asleep, which is funny because I fell asleep at the end of it because it's not a super comfortable massage. Like, when you say massage, I don't think that's, like, the proper term because they're kind of...
It's a lymphatic massage. So yeah. It's almost like a medical procedure, right?
Yeah. So it's not... But at the end, like, she was doing my back or something, and it was, like, not the uncomfortable part, and I dozed off. So it's like, whoops, sorry. Which is, like, the first time I've done that. But I came back, and I immediately just went back to bed with you. We eventually did get up, and we went just kind of straight to the pool. I mean, this is still like lunchtime. Like, it's not super early, but we had some stuff to do in the afternoon, so we went ahead and got out to the pool a little early today.
Yep. Made did kind of the same thing we did the day before. Took pictures of you in a sexy bikini in the red chair.
Yeah.
Did some TikTok videos and stuff like that. And then we just kind of lounged and hung out by the pool.
And we ended up having to do a podcast with Jordan and Jess. They are the entertainment directors of sorts. I think they're co-directors. So they're the ones on the microphone that are going around doing the games and chatting with people and stuff like that. So they have a podcast.
Yeah, so Secrets now has a podcast, mm-hmm. and you can, I think it's just called like the official Secrets Hideaway podcast or something like that. And you can find it. I think it's mostly like they do a lot of video. I think it's on YouTube, mm-hmm. but I don't even know if it's on like you know iTunes or anything like that. But just go search. If you search Secrets Hideaway on Apple Music and stuff, you can find it. But yeah, they asked us to be guests on that show. So we went in and while they were kind of setting up the equipment and stuff for the podcast, we actually did it right outside the dungeon in kind of that big mm-hmm. open area. If you've been there, we know where the dungeon is. You kind of know just outside of the dungeon area, there's like a little stage and stuff there. So they were setting up the podcast there. And so while they were doing that, you actually went into the playrooms mm-hmm. And we actually went through and we did a YouTube tour with Jess.
Yeah, they just recently redid it. And honestly, Secrets needed that. Mm-hmm. The last time we were there, we were in there and I was just like, oh, this is just not great. Sorry, Secrets. I love y'all. But it was time for an upgrade. It was much needed. And they did a fantastic job with the upgrades.
No, yeah. So it's all brand new. All the walls have been painted. There's all new beds. All new, like, custom mattresses with, like, mm-hmm. the Secrets logo on them. They still put, I don't know, if you... Oh, you put your own sheet on. So you'll see it if you go in there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of... There's a, like... spinning wheel in the middle of the orgy bed now.
Yeah.
There's these like sitting seats, like face sitting, almost like toilet seats in one room.
They look like toilet seats, but it's obviously not. But imagine like...
I think it's meant for like female oral, right? It'd be hard for a guy to do oral that way unless you got like in a weird position. But I think they're meant to do female oral. I almost kind of wanted to go like try them out and see exactly how they worked. But
why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. We just got distracted in the... We always end up in the big beds in the middle of the room.
Yeah, we do.
That one was in a private room.
Yeah, it's really cool. They've got like themed rooms. I would say if you are going back... first, look out for our YouTube video. And mm-hmm. second, if you're going back to Secrets, I would at least walk through and give it a look over. The only thing I would say is there's still no water in there, which mm-hmm. I think is a huge disservice.
I've noticed a few playrooms that do that. Like I think on the the Bliss Cruise, you had to basically leave the playroom to get water.
Well, they had them because the playrooms were huge. You just mm-hmm. had to go like usually on the other side. Mm-hmm. You couldn't take your cup in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay, if you're gonna administer a play area, put water somewhere near the play space.
Like go to Home Depot and buy those orange coolers.
That's what Hito has, like those Gatorade coolers mm-hmm. right in theirs, and and that water is ice cold. Like mm-hmm. It's so good.
Like, people need water.
Right, they have paper cups and stuff. I don't know, like, because they usually don't let you bring your drinks into the playrooms. So, if there's no water in there, like, you're just out of luck.
Well, and then, like, if one part of the, like, couple needs to go get water, then you...
both have to get up and leave. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
We're off on a tangent. But anyway, we went back once we got done with all that. I made some TikToks. Then we did the podcast. It was live on, like, Facebook and TikTok and...
We live streamed. Yeah, you live streamed on TikTok. Yeah, they were live streaming on everything. Well, that was pretty good. That's a pretty good conversation. And I will say, I actually posted it on our TikTok page. But Jordan and Jess were very kind of complimentative of us and our brand.
Yeah, they were very kind.
And, you know, talked to us up a lot, and I really appreciated that. And I think they're doing good things. You know what I mean? Like they've heavily invested into their social media presence, and I think you're going to start seeing this more and more across lifestyle, you know, groups and clubs because. The lifestyle has always kind of been this underground thing, and you couldn't advertise it commercially on like, you know, normal TV and mm-hmm. radio because they would just deny your ads because they thought you were an inappropriate organization that they didn't want to support. But now with social media, kind of anybody can advertise themselves.
As long as you're being appropriate.
Right. Within the within the community guidelines. And so you're starting to see that. I mean, I think Trapeze does a pretty good job with their social media, and Secrets has definitely stepped up their social media game. Yeah, Colette, John, and Jackie mm-hmm. have a pretty large social media presence. So you're starting to see more and more of these organizations kind of take to social media to get the word out about their club and their organizations. And Jordan and Jess are doing, I mean, top notch, probably some of the best, you know, that we've seen organizations.
And they're so kind.
They're very nice people.
Yeah, they're very kind. They
do it all. Like, when you see them on like their Instagram page and stuff like that, you're like, oh, well, he's the MC and he hosts the pool parties, kind of like what you said. Mm-hmm. But really, like, he's managing all their entertainment staff. He's DJing a lot of the parties and stuff himself. And then he's, you know, doing all the MC stuff, and he's a hype man. Like he's
very good.
How he keeps his energy, the way he can dance, he can sing a little bit. He, you know, like, and his energy is always at 99. You know what I mean? Like always. And just who he is.
It's
like
impressive. It's not,
I don't think he's faking it. I mean, I think that's just who he is as a person. So,
you know,
had a great time because we had met them at our last event a little bit, but I think they were brand new and kind of just coming in at that time.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, they got the reins there at Secrets and they're doing good things. So it was nice to get to know them a little bit.
Yeah. So after all of that, I mean, it was like 7 o'clock at night. Like that took quite a while. And we were staying in room 156 and 157. And we actually met the owner of that room. And he suggested that we go to an Italian place that was at the hotel next door. He was like, you just walk and you'll find it. You know, we were like, okay, let's go. So it was like us, NC Hot Wife.
Some of our staff
went. Yeah. And so we walked. And I'm telling you, this is like a hole in the wall place. Like a very shitty hotel.
Right. So if you've ever been to Secrets, you know kind of the area around Secrets, it's not the best area.
It's kind of shitty.
It's not like scary, dangerous, and you're going to get shot.
It's a little scary,
dangerous. But it's also not. It's just not a great area. So
I wouldn't walk anywhere alone. Let's right, and that's say kind that. Of what
you said. We met the owner and he was like, you can walk there. He's like, don't walk much further than that, but you can walk there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh geez.
But it was like a hole in the wall.
Yeah. So we were pretty safe. But.
And like when we were walking in, everyone's like, oh, shall we go? But it was.
If he had not told us to go there,
I would have never.
And we had drove by it or even walked by it, I would not have went into that restaurant. So, even going into it, it's like built into like a shady hotel.
Yeah.
At the shady hotel's there and this thing's like off the side of the lobby of the shady hotel.
Yeah. But we went in and it was wonderful.
Amazing.
Some of the best Italian food that we've ever had. Like the garlic bread, we had mozzarella sticks, I had fettuccine. What'd you have, like some kind of stuffed shells?
I had baked shells and they were good. Excellent. I was the only one because they were large servings, but I ate the whole damn thing. Like, I cleaned my plate.
You
like,
did. It was very good. So
I almost licked it clean. That's how good it was.
If you are going to Secrets, just trust us. Be brave. Walk over there.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad we didn't go
walk
back.
Walk in a group, though.
I wanted to go again.
Yeah, I would like, totally it was gone that again. Good. Yeah.
After that, we came back to our room and made OnlyFans content.
Right.
With Dirty Max and NC Hot Wife. They hadn't made content in a while. She had some surgery done this year as well. I haven't made any content really other than with Daphne and Mike. But that was kind of like me being very easy.
So she's been pretty public about her mommy makeover on social media. And so you had just went through a surgery. She just went through a surgery. You guys basically had your surgery like a week or two apart, right?
A week, yeah.
And so you're very much in the same boat where like, you know, you hadn't done a collab in a while and you weren't, you know, you're both still a little sore, but ready, I think, to kind of get back into it. And so we had talked about them like, hey, you know, we're going to be there early. If you're going to be there early, if you guys would like to collab, we can do that. And we kind of even talked about like, we don't even have to like have full blown sex if we just want to do like some oral sex or, you know, like just to get some stuff on camera.
We just honestly, we needed some content. I think they did as well. It's very hard for us to do content once like Thursday
the party
hits. It's almost damn near impossible. So we don't even try anymore. So this is really our only opportunity. So we did. We made TikToks. We made Dirty Max fucked me pretty hard. It was nice.
Yeah.
Were you jealous that somebody got to fuck me hard because I've made you be easy with me?
No, I wasn't jealous at all. I actually thought it was pretty hot. No, it was fun. And honestly, we haven't done content with them in a while. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And
they're so hot.
People love, like, their content we did with them like a year ago is some of our most requested content that we get. So it was nice to be able to do that. And yeah, it was a nice little, and the funny thing, well, I think we full swapped. Actually, I think we did a video of you and two guys and then her and two guys. And I got done fucking her. And she's like, you were so gentle. I'm like, yes. If anybody knows how to be gentle, it's not normal. Me is not very gentle.
You know how to do post.
Me over the last, I'm a very good, at this point, I'm post-surgery trained on how to have sex. Yeah.
It was hot though. I actually was excited that we
It was a good way to start the
week. Yeah, it was. It was kind of like ripping off that Band-Aid for both her and I. Right. I mean, I can't speak for her, but I at least felt that way for me. And
well, she had talked to us, like she was kind of nervous, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm kind of a little unsure. I'm a little nervous. I'm not quite sure." And then I think afterwards, it seemed like she felt good about it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And so once that was over, they left, and Daphne and Mike always get off work on Wednesday and drive instead of getting up Thursday morning. So that way they have all of Thursday. So they drove and they got in about like 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they got there. We had the visit. Chad, I think she was in our bed. We didn't fuck or
anything. Poor Mike, I think, ended up passing out. It's pretty normal for Mike to go to sleep and like Daphne to be up chit-chatting with us till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not me. I'm passed out usually. I'll hang on for a little while, but I usually pass out. But I was super glad that they were there. And I was like, officially, when they get there, I feel like the weekend starts.
Like it's party time.
Yeah.
Game on.
Yeah. Game on.
You got your bestie there. You're ready to go.
Ready to go.
You got your squad.
Mm-hmm.
We had Harley. It's their dog, if you don't know.
Mike goes the service dog, and Harley goes pretty much everywhere he goes. So he was there. He's our mascot.
She.
I don't know why. I think it's because her name is Harley. Uh-huh. I always call her he.
Mm-hmm. You just don't love her like I do. You don't even know what gender she is.
Okay, so should we take a break and then come back and start it on Thursday?
I think this would be the perfect time to take a little break and hear from the partners and sponsors of the Swing Nation podcast. And then when we get back, we'll kind of get into the official kickoff of the takeover.
Yep, we'll be right back.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to spice up your social life? Introducing ThreeFun, the dating app for open-minded individuals seeking fun and excitement. Whether you're looking for a casual fling, a thrilling threesome, or exploring new dynamics in your relationship, ThreeFun is your go-to platform. With millions of like-minded members worldwide, find your perfect match has never been easier. Browse profiles, chat with potential matches, and set up unforgettable encounters right from your smartphone. Download ThreeFun today by following the link in our show notes.
We here at the Swing Nation Podcast are proud to partner with Promescent. Listen, guys, we've all been there. You're having a hot night with a hot chick, maybe a few hot chicks, but you need to kind of delay the time before you pull that trigger.
That's where Promescent comes in. They have this awesome product called the Delay Spray. You literally spray it on, and it delays the time that you orgasm, so you can make sure that your partner is well taken care of.
And as swingers, we're all about making sure our partners are well taken care of, and Promescent Delay Spray is the perfect product for that.
Click the link in the show notes below to get yours today.
Anxiety can cause ED, like the kind you get while watching your partner with someone else. You're having the time of your life, yet are having stage fright. Most men in the lifestyle use prescription ED medication for this reason. Shameless Care should be your provider. Shameless is less expensive than other companies and has a 50-state network of physicians who are lifestyle friendly. Use coupon code TSN for $30 off. ShamelessCare.com.
Hey, Swing Nation listeners, it's Dan here, and I want to know why you haven't checked out Cassidy.com yet. Cassidy is a lifestyle website where you can connect with other swingers, see lifestyle events near you, and chat with attendees, as well as post travel plans to meet up with pineapple people across the country. We want you to try Cassidy completely risk-free by using the 90-day elite membership trial link in our show notes, or by going to theswingnation.info and clicking on the Cassidy banner under Favorite Apps and Products.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to our sponsors. We love our sponsors.
We do.
Love all of them. I think particularly when we have an event like Secrets, that's when kind of our sponsors get to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody particular you want to call out?
Well, Love Honey has recently sent us some toys for giveaways and for us to, you know, obviously we're not going to use them and give. We use some, like some I got to keep and some were given away. And one of the ones that I kept was the Womanizer, which I had never had used. One of those.
Yeah. So if you listen to our podcast episode with Love Honey, we did the advent calendar.
Yeah.
And actually, you had a conversation with her about the womanizer, mm-hmm. and you were thinking it was a suction toy.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's a blowy toy.
Yeah.
And you were like, what? And she's like, I'll send you one.
Yeah. So I got one, and I'm not a big fan of the rose. Like, I feel like it has to be like just the right spot. And that just seems like a lot of work to me. But I really, really like the womanizer.
It's in the. You grab it more than you grab the wand currently.
Currently, just probably because it's compact and it's easier to like you to fuck me with it. I mean, I still love my wand. Don't get me wrong. That thing's never going anywhere. But I really have enjoyed the womanizer. Like so much so that it was in my purse on the way to Secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I can't forget that.
Mm-hmm. And you used it throughout the weekend.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're interested in the womanizer, theswingnation.info, you'll see the Love Honey link, and there's a code there that'll save you, I don't know, some money. So yeah. theswingnation.info, go down to the womanizer link and use that little code and save yourself some money.
Yep.
All right.
So we're at Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We got up. We visited with Daphne and Mike, like always. And then it was time to like get right into work. We had to set up our merch tents, our signs, our backdrops, our banner. So it was kind of like all hands on deck to do all that.
Yeah. And so we've kind of learned as we've gone and done more of these takeovers. I will say like the schedule of like who was doing what and when and how many people we need to do that. It seemed like it went the smoothest this
time. For sure. Yeah. I mean, how many years have we been doing this now? We finally kind of figured out like.
Yeah. What is this? Our third year of doing takeovers?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think this is technically. At least our second, if not third year. I think it might be our third year of doing takeovers there.
But it went pretty quickly, in my opinion. I mean, it took us a couple hours. But overall, considering how much stuff we had, we got it all put up. Which, there's a guy that hates that we talk about setup and unloading the trailer and stuff. And he's left us a bad review on the podcast. So
he's like, we don't care about you unloading your trailer.
This is, we're talking about our week. So guess what? We unloaded the fucking trailer.
Easy killer.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like all hands on deck. We decorated, got everything set up, and we don't actually do a whole lot on Thursday. It's kind of like our prep day.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't like open the merch tent. We don't really do a lot
of that. I actually like this. So we spent Thursday day just prepping the property. So like you said, setting up the merch tent, putting up backdrops, decorations inside the pool area, just kind of prepping, getting everything out of the trailer and into the storage units and into the tents and just kind of getting everything ready to go. But then I did like Thursday that we kind of planned, because what we've done always in the past Thursday nights is meet somewhere for dinner with the people that got in. Because it used to be
a small group.
10 couples, 20 couples showed up on Thursday night. Now we're getting to the point, the last two secrets, more people have checked in on Thursday than check in on Saturday. So you're talking.
You mean Friday?
Right. Yeah. More people start checking on Thursday than check in on Friday.
Yeah. We had 90 people check in on Thursday.
Right.
So it became very overwhelming to try to go and have dinner and get back. So we changed it up this year, and really that came from the reviews. Every time we do a takeover or an event or whatever, we send out a survey. And a lot of people said that from the last secrets that they wanted more icebreaker games, more interaction, stuff like that. And so that's kind of how this Thursday was born this year. And I really feel like it went well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So Thursday evening, kind of poolside, we had a DJ, but then we were also doing these icebreaker games,
and they were fun.
Yeah, so we did swinger bingo / swinger scavenger hunt. I guess it's not really bingo; it's you have a card, and on the card it says all these things like somebody who's done DVP, somebody who's a hot wife, somebody that's a unicorn. You know, so basically, what you had to do is go around the crowd, talk to people, and figure out like, has this person ever done whatever the thing is on the card?
Yeah.
And that game was probably the best game because it got people talking. I heard several conversations about like, what is DVP?
Yeah, I think next time we need to put definitions because...
Well, I almost like that there wasn't definitions.
But hold on, because there was vanilla swirl on there.
Oh, people are putting out the wrong definitions.
Somebody said when it's an African-American person and a white person, like having sex together as vanilla swirl.
So it's an interracial sex.
Interracial sex,
that's a vanilla swirl?
Yes.
Which, I mean, maybe that is
And then somebody else was like, I don't think that they would put
that
on the card. There was another one that people said. I can't remember. There was a couple of things that like people were giving out misinformation. Okay.
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So I don't think people understood. And then one person would tell one person and then it would spread.
That's like misinformation. How it spreads.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe next year, because I thought the game was really fun. We put definitions or something. I don't know. Or maybe we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was fun though.
Well, that almost makes it boring. Like, oh, here's your card and here's like a pair. Like,
I know.
Here's a book on how to like fill it out. Like, I don't, like, how, like that sounds.
I know. People are, I guess.
Read this pamphlet of it. Like nobody's going to read directions
true,
anyway.
True. I guess that's just part of it. But yeah, I signed a bunch of them. I signed like this. If somebody's from the South, I signed the gangbang one, signed DVP. A lot of people came. Like, because people, what happened was people started talking. They start trying to figure out who's done what.
Yeah, that's what ends up happening. Yeah. So people will go up to somebody and be like, oh, have you done DVP? And they'd be like, well, I've never done it, but Lacey signed mine.
Yeah.
And so they would then be like, okay, Lacey's the DVP girl for this. Yeah. You know, like for this. And then so like everybody comes up to you to try to get you to sign.
Fun though. And then we did a Ken and Barbie game. So basically the girls take a pink card, the boys take a blue card, and then you have to like figure out which celebrity each other were.
Yeah, I was a little confused I'm not very good at like pop culture.
Yeah,
and so like one of the people had like Jon Snow, and I'm like, who was Jon Snow's girl? Like,
yeah,
I didn't know the answer.
Mother of Dragons, right?
I don't even remember what the answer was, honestly. But yeah, I assume. But didn't he die? Like, I don't know. Anyway.
So I drew Taylor Swift.
Some of them were easy because it was like Shrek and Fiona. Like, yeah, that's an easy one. But yeah,
I drew Taylor Swift, which is like kind of ironic because I'm totally a Swiftie. But some guy walked up and said, anybody got Taylor Swift? And I was like, that's not how you're supposed to do
just
it.
Yelling?
Yeah. So that's not how you're supposed to do it. And he was like, what do you mean? So it was kind of funny because we could like pick back. We were kind of picking at each other. And I was like, do you play for the Chiefs? Are you tall? Do you have a beard? You know, like I was trying to get him.
Is that how you're supposed to play?
I think so. You're not just supposed to come up and say, are you somebody? You're supposed to like ask questions to try to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean,
I would have done the same thing that he did. I would have been like, where's Taylor Swift? Are you Taylor Swift?
At the end of it, when there was like two left, that was pretty much what people were doing. But my understanding is that you're not supposed to just like.
You can't say who you are or say who the other person is.
Yeah, you're just trying
maybe
to figure.
Maybe we do need to be a better job of explaining it. Maybe we could do that on the microphone or something, like beforehand.
Yeah.
Because I totally didn't get that until you just said it.
You just thought you were supposed to announce it?
I just thought you were supposed to say, like.
I mean, I guess the point is getting
are you?
People to talk.
Yeah, that's and that's the bottom line. So ultimately, whether we screwed these games all up or not, the point is the whole group was intermingling and talking to
each other.
It
was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was, and I think everybody genuinely enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And we also did speed dating, which you and I did that for the first time on
the Blitz
Cruise, and we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it went really well. Everybody was having so much fun.
I thought it went really well. The only thing I'll say, we did fuck up a little bit, is I think the speed dating was supposed to be at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And so what ended up happening is the rest of the games were kind of, I think, went a little faster than we thought we did. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to. And so we were kind of done those. And so there was like this awkward pause. And so we're like, let's just go into speed dating.
Yeah, because some people were leaving or what we thought they were leaving, like to go get dinner and stuff like that. And so we started 30 minutes early and then.
So we start the speed dating and it filled up. Like all the tables we had set up and chairs we had like got full.
Mm-hmm.
We did have to, we kind of had to like, come on, we need more people, get over here.
Yeah.
We had to encourage, we had to give them a little encouragement. But anyway, the area filled up and we start the speed dating. And then at like 8 o'clock, couples start coming in like dresses and like nice collared shirts, and they've clearly like showered and done their hair and make like they got ready for a date, and they're coming down to do speed dating, and we've already started it and it's full. Yeah. And so I felt bad.
I did too.
But we weren't trying. Like we just didn't think. We're just like, oh, like let's not stop the energy here. Let's keep it going. Let's go right into speed dating, not realizing that people went back to shower and change and get ready for it.
Yeah. So next time, I think we should do a couple of rounds.
I do think we should maybe do two rounds of speed dating and then maybe, well, definitely not change times. Yeah. Like if we say a time, we need to stick to that time.
Yeah, because I felt bad too.
Mm-hmm. But now, it was now fun. I don't know. Had we like not jumped right into it, people might have left and we might not have enough people.
Yeah.
So I don't know what if it was really the right call. But
yeah. So after that,
while we were doing the speed, what was your impression of?
I thought they were really enjoying it. So I was kind of in charge of making people move, mm-hmm. and people did not want to move.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. So I was on the microphone. I was doing like the timing, and then when the time was up, I'd be like, "Oh, time's up. Time to rotate." And every single time, it was a chore to get the people up and like moving to the next.
So people. I was walking around like kind of in the middle and I was like, okay, guys, you got to get up. You got to get up. We got to move. You got to come on. You can find each other. Like,
they're here all weekend.
Yeah. Like, which I think is a good sign. Right. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I felt like, so I will say when we did it on the Bliss Cruise, I didn't feel much chemistry with the people we met. There was a lot of different ages, like different, I don't know. I don't think we were just compatible. There were some
language barriers.
Yeah.
I didn't think so either. And I felt like a lot of these people were like on even playing fields.
Right.
And I felt like they probably had good
There seemed connection. To be a lot of chemistry in that group of people as it was. There was a lot of laughing and smiling and hugging and like there seemed to be chemistry in that group.
Yeah.
And I will say the good thing about like all of these like kind of pre-event social games is I can remember from the Bliss Cruise, even when we did it when like we didn't want to fuck the people, but like you'd see them later on the ship and be like, oh, look, it's Scott and Amy.
Yeah, you know it was nice to have a connection because then you would see them throughout the week. You'd be like, hey, how was your week going? Are y'all having fun? Have you gotten to do that thing that you said you wanted to do? Mm-hmm. It just kind of gave you a connection with people. Even though we didn't necessarily want to have sex with them, it was so nice to like almost have like a friend.
Right. And there. I don't know for sure, but I would almost guarantee you that people within that speed dating group ended up hooking up with people.
Probably.
And, right, you know what I mean? And that probably was the start of that energy, was that little 2 minutes of flirting and during speed dating.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? No, I agree.
So I loved all of that. I think we could probably, there's probably some logistics there we could work on and make it a little smoother. But I really like the idea of socializing people.
Yeah, and for our first time doing like games and different things, I thought it went really well.
Right. And a huge shout out to, again, our staff because they came up with a lot of those.
They did. So they kind of took the suggestions from the surveys and kind of brought them to life. And so thank you. They were really good.
Yeah. And this is really the second time because like even at Tempted, you know, they brought up some of these ideas. Mm-hmm. Like, so again, having a good staff behind you makes you look good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because we can only think of so many things. Mm-hmm. Like. And truth be told, we're not really great at going to icebreaker things. We have to sort of force ourselves to do that. So it's kind of nice to have somebody else be like, no, we should actually do that. Sometimes you need a little encouraging.
Yeah.
We did skip something, though.
What's that?
Before the games, you had sex with Daphne. And me.
Yes, I did. That's
you
true.
You did have sex.
Yeah. So I think, we went to go change to get ready for
the games. Yeah, we were getting ready for the evening.
Yes, we changed out of pool wear and into like kind of casual wear or whatever, semi-casual wear. And I don't know why. I think she was in our bed and she was naked. And
yeah, I think you were super horny. And I was trying to get ready and you really wanted to have sex. And so I called her over and was like, you have sex with him. And then somehow you and I had sex.
Well, I think me fucking her turned you on.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
And then Daddy Mike had to come fuck her because that's
right.
Their dynamic. Because you know, he has to reclaim her.
He loves that. That's, yeah, his,
that's his thing. So it was pretty hot. It was like a
little pre. A little warm up.
But after, so like to go back. So we're sorry. I didn't mean to skip around. But after that, we kind of hung out with everyone. I was wore out. Mm-hmm. I also had some anxiety.
Mm-hmm. So let's okay. So we do all the pool games, and then we kind of go back to the room. I don't even know why. I don't think
we went back to the room. I think it was just like after.
Anyway, so we transitioned out of the pool games, mm-hmm. and kind of everybody was mingling by the bar area.
Yeah. It was super casual, super low key. It was pretty much everything before the night was over, unless you wanted to like mm-hmm. go fuck or swim.
So, and this is Thursday. Now, Tuesday night into Wednesday, and then even into Thursday, mm-hmm. I started posting on social media the bikini pictures and TikToks that we had taken that Tuesday.
Yeah, and I was very self-conscious. I'm not going to lie. I was very, very self-conscious. But I asked you to let me see them before you posted them. You did let me look at them, and I okayed them. But the internet is cruel. And right now, so like if you followed us for any amount of time, our social medias can get big. They can slow down. It's kind of all over the board. You never really know. Right now, our TikToks and our Instagrams are kind of like, what's the best way to describe it?
Like going viral. We have a lot of viral videos.
Yeah, we have like every one of our videos have a lot of views. And for some reason, Instagram is where the hate's at recently. And I just happened, I think you asked me to look and see what video, how many views it had or something. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked into the comments, which I shouldn't read comments. I know, y'all. I know. And they tore me apart. Over my belly. Like I said in the beginning of the thing, I have fibrosis in my belly. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I got 2 massages in Florida. And I mean, all the comments were saying she needs to put her compression garment back up. Her belly looks like hamburger meat. I mean, they were just, they were so cruel. And it, again, this kind of happened before Tempted. So I should learn. Like at this point to not look at this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Especially leading into an event.
Because like that fucks with your mind. When then you have to go and be in a bathing suit in front of all these people. Like in mm-hmm. front of people when somebody is telling.
We had been kind of dealing with this all day. Because you had been looking at it Thursday.
Yeah.
So, you know, in between the pool games and, you know, in between everything that was kind of going on this Thursday, you kind of had this.
So I knew
you
like,
got a little like you're like, why did you post that? And I'm like, baby, yeah, you know, like so we were kind of going at it a little bit because I think, you know, you were feeling insecure. And when you get like that, a lot of times you feel like, well, you should have protected me from this.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, that I was trying to.
Correct.
And, you know, so we were kind of.
We were at each other.
At each other a little bit about this whole thing that had happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So it affected me, especially knowing that Friday and Saturday,
you got to be front and center.
I've got to be front and center with a bikini, all the things. And so it just affected me. So at about midnight, we called it a night, which honestly, we had been going for 13 hours mm-hmm. nonstop at that point. So
you'd come up to me. I don't know. It was like, 11:30, midnight, something like that.
I was like, I just have to
go. You're like, I'm ready for bed. And I was kind of like, because everybody's kind of having fun and socializing. And I'm like, well, and I felt like we were the host. And I was like, well.
But it was midnight. That was kind of my point. I was like, it's midnight. I'm tired. I want to get. So, like, you came back to the room and you were a little frustrated with me. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to fight. I wasn't mad. I was just wore out. I knew I had a busy week and coming up.
Yeah.
And
I think overall, like, it was a stressful situation. And obviously, you were kind of going through. Uh-huh. You deal with anxiety and you were kind of going through one of those anxiety moments.
But I handled it well.
No, and that's what my point was. I think in previous times, that could have turned into a big thing for us. I think we did. I think, you know, I was a little upset because I thought felt like we should be out there a little longer. You know, you were
I think, just 13 done hours with the day. Is plenty in my.
Like, I can still hear it in your voice that you're like still fighting for your side.
I'm like, Dan, come on. Yeah. I'm like slave driver over here. Like, I don't even know if I ate dinner. Like,
We did.
No, I did. Yeah. But yeah, I was just like, and then I was a little frustrated because I was just like, I was wore out. I was tired. I knew we had to be up early. And so.
Anyway, so we ended up going to bed.
And Daphne was not feeling well. She
was puking.
Like she was puking. So we don't know if she ate something or, you know, she had like a migraine.
Right, so my whole world's problem. Lacey's upset about TikTok bitches. Daphne's over there puking. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Daphne, are you mad at at me. She's like, I'm not mad. I don't feel good. So it was just, we were just a little bit.
We were a hot mess Thursday night.
Yeah.
It was not sexy times.
No, Dan did not get
I didn't get fucked, which is probably why I was upset the most of all.
Yeah.
But we just went to bed.
Yeah.
But what happens next? Does Lacey get over her anxiety? Does she put us another swimsuit on? Does she let the TikTok, Instagram trolls bring her down? Or does she party like a rock star? You're going to have to wait till next week to find out.
Yeah.
Time's up. We're at an hour. We only got through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. So, like,
so the party's just beginning.
Like, we haven't even got to the orgies.
Then we got, what? Spoiler alert. I don't know what you're talking about. Did those happen? Maybe, maybe not. But you're going to have to wait till next week.
Yeah.
All right. So something else. So that's, we're going to pause the secrets story. Something else we want to talk about is we're going to start doing 2 podcast episodes a week. So on Tuesdays now, we're going to do, and we might miss a Tuesday once in a while. If we do, sorry, we're not going to be as serious about this as we are our Thursday episodes, but we're going to try every Tuesday to release, what do we call it?
Tuesday Talks.
Tuesday Talks with Dan and Lacey.
Yeah. So we do realize that, like, a lot of people ask us all these questions, and it's super hard for us to, like, respond to every email, like, you know, private message or DM, you know, comments. It's super hard for us to answer them all. So we decided that once a week we would take a question and we would answer it. It's going to be a super short, less than 30 minutes, ideally like 20 minutes. But we're going to take your questions and answer them.
Yes. And I don't know, me and Lacey were kind of going back and forth on this. It could be a question about the lifestyle.
Yeah.
It could be a question about maybe our personal lives. Obviously, we're going to pick the questions. There's some things. We're not talking about religion.
Yeah.
We're not talking about politics.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk. We're going to protect our family.
Yeah.
Now, we maybe can talk broadly about family, but we're not going to give any specific, you know, we're not going to out our family or give any specifics about our family. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm pretty open to what to talk about, me personally. And I think Lacey's a little more guarded, but we'll get out of our shell.
I'm guarded when it comes to our private life.
I say ask us anything, and especially since we get to screen the questions and pick which one we answer. Yeah. So if you have a question for us and you want to maybe get featured, so what I would ask is give us your name, where you're from, and your question.
We're not going to say your full name. We'll say Stacy from Ohio.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's all we're going to give.
We're not going to give out your private information.
Right, if maybe city, if you wanted a city or
if
something.
If you don't, that's okay.
Right, so they know we're talking about them, right? So
yeah.
Right, so shoot us an email, a DM, any, you know, you can email us at theswingnation@gmail.com. You can message us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media and say, hey, you know, I have a question for you for your Tuesday Talks, and this is my question, and we're gonna go through those every week and try to pick out a question and then post that up on Tuesday. So this is brand new, so stay tuned for that. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Maybe you get to know us a little bit better. I think we talk a lot about, like, sex and swinging and all that stuff, but there's other subjects where I think we could broach with some of this Tuesday Talk stuff. So
there is more to us than being swingers.
Right.
Our persona is swingers. Like, people comment all the time. They're like, it's all like your whole personality is swinging. Well,
no, that's just our social media. What our platform's about.
Yeah, yeah, is swinging. But there is a lot more to it.
Right, so maybe this is an opportunity to get into some of those other areas. We'll see. All right. What else?
That's it. I mean, we leave to go on the Bliss Cruise, which is sold out. That's mid-April. After that, we will be at Hito with our small group that we're taking.
In May.
Then we have Splash Atlanta. Okay, so we will be at Splash Atlanta May 30th through June 2nd. Splash Atlanta is by far one of our most favorite hotel takeovers ever, period. It's ran by some people that we've become fast friends with. We respect them. We work really well together. Dan hosts the pool parties, which is pretty fun. We have our merch tent. It's just a really good, well-managed hotel takeover.
Really good. I mean, they do an excellent job.
Like, most hotel takeovers are in, like, sketchy hotels and, you know, in a shady part of the town. This is a good hotel in a nice, I mean, I don't know if it's a nice part of town, but it seems nice. Anyway, I don't know the area super well of Atlanta, but it seems nice to me as an outsider. And, you know, everyone there is super kind. It's just really, It's a fun weekend.
It's a nice part of town. There's a Chick-fil-A right next in the parking lot. So
there he is. It's just a fun, fun weekend. We have so much fun going to it. It's also fun for us because we don't run it.
Right.
So we get to have fun.
Right. We get to, if you want to see Dan and Lacey a little more chillaxed, not running around like chickens with our head cut off, the splash events this year are going to be good events for that. Because like you said, we're just going to be there kind of emceeing the pool parties, but mostly just socializing and cutting loose. So definitely go check out that. And we're going to, you know, we'll be at Atlanta, but we'll also be at the Splash Houston and the Splash Fort Lauderdale's. You can find tickets for all those on swingersociety.net. I'll also say our secrets in July. If you had fun, if you were at this last takeover and you want to come back, or maybe you're hearing about the secrets event now for the first time and you'd like to attend an event like that, we do have tickets for our July secrets up for sale right now. You can get those on swingersociety.net. We're down to, I think, 20, maybe 20 something rooms. So that event's going to sell out, and it's going to sell out probably pretty soon, probably in the next couple of weeks. So go to swingersociety.net, get yourself a room. We do have payment plans and stuff available. So you can put that room on a payment plan if you don't have, you know, if you need to kind of budget that in. And we hope to see you at Secrets. It's Secrets is always a good time. I've yet to go to Secrets and not have a good time.
And it's our 40th birthday.
It is our birthday. Mm-hmm. We're turning the big 4-0. So this is the fucking into 40 party.
Yep.
So if that gives you an idea of what kind of things are going to be happening, I think that spells it out about as best as you can.
A lot more than unloading a trailer.
That's right. But you're going to have to stay tuned until next week to hear the details about what else happened besides unloading the trailer at this last Secrets.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the Swing Nation listeners?
That's it.
All right. Stay tuned for Tuesday Talks. And then next Thursday for Friday, Saturday night at Secrets Forever Young Party.
Yep.
All right, guys. I think with that, in a world full of apples,
be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.